哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with all of you, brothers and sisters。
感谢神，他慈爱的带领。
We thank God for His guidance。
也感谢他的恩典，让我们一起聚集在他的圣堂，他的诗人宝座前。
We also thank God that He has allowed us to come before His holy temple, His mercy seat。
学习他的真道，聆听他的训诲。
To learn of His teaching and His instructions。
我们来看马太福音。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这是主耶稣在山上教训门徒以及跟随他的人当中的一段一句话。
This is one of Jesus' teaching on the mountain to his disciples.
也是我们很熟悉的登山宝训。
And is also the very familiar Beatitudes.
耶稣用虚心来作为他教训的开始。
Now we see here that Jesus used the poor in spirit as the beginning of his teaching.
也是登山宝训的起头啊。
Which is also the beginning of the Beatitudes.
想必有他的目的。
And I believe Jesus had his purpose for this.
虚心换句话说就是谦卑的意思。
Because you can say that the poor in spirit is also known as humility.
一个虚心的人必有谦卑的表现。
One who is poor in spirit has actions of humility.
虚心的人有福。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
等于说谦卑的人有福。
Which is to say, blessed are those who are humble.
有什么样的福气？
But what kind of blessings are there?
这里说天国是他们的。
Here it says that the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
他们能够拥有天国，能够得享天国般的生活快乐。
Which is to say the kingdom of heaven will be theirs forever and they can enjoy its enjoyments.
在我们的教导，信仰生活的教导里头，谦卑也是一个很重要的课题。
Now in our own spiritual pursuit, humility is a teaching we too have to learn.
如同这里耶稣在登山宝训一开始就讲虚心一样。
Just as Jesus began his teaching with the poor in spirit.
我们信仰生活的起步也是谦卑。
In the same way, the beginning of our faith starts with humility.
在这个主耶稣的这个教导里头，主耶稣曾经这么样自称。
Now, in one of Jesus' teaching, he once proclaimed,
他称自己是老师。
He called himself a teacher.
他称跟随他的人是他的门徒，是他的学生。
And he said that the people following him, his disciples, were his students.
在每次我们洗脚礼的时候，我们都会举这个耶稣在约翰福音十三章为门徒洗脚的经过。
And many times during foot washing, we'll recount the experience recorded in John chapter 13.
当中我们学习到的教训其中之一就是要效法耶稣基督的谦卑跟服侍。
And one of the teachings of foot washing is that we need to learn from Jesus' humility and service.
每个基督徒都可以说是耶稣基督的学生。
You can say that every Christian is a student of Jesus.
耶稣是我们大家的老师。
And Jesus is all of our teacher.
使徒保罗在他的书信里头。
In one of the Apostle Paul's letters,
也特别自称自己是耶稣基督的使徒。
He once proclaimed himself as an apostle of Christ.
也称信徒是学基督的人。
And he proclaimed that the people who follow Jesus are those who try to imitate him.
所以每一个基督徒都应当是以耶稣基督作为我们学习的榜样。
Therefore, every student should put Jesus as their idol that they try to follow.
每一个基督徒都应当是效法耶稣基督的学生。
Every Christian is a person who tries to imitate Jesus.
那既然是学生呢？
But if we're students,
什么是我们应当学习的功课？
What is it that we need to learn?
在我们信仰生活里头，小弟个人认为谦卑当然是我们首先所要学习的功课。
In my opinion, in our spiritual life, humility is the first thing we need to learn.
因为一个学生若不谦卑、不虚心，怎么能够学会他所要学习的课业？
Because if a student is not humble enough in the beginning, how can he learn the teachings that need to be learned?
如同一个已经装满水的杯子，再也 倒不进任何的东西。
That person who is not humble would just be like a cup that is full already. You cannot pour any more into it.
同样的，每一个基督徒的信仰生活也应当从倒空自己，从谦卑来做开始。
Therefore, our faith starts with first emptying ourselves, which is to humble ourselves.
我们接下来我们来看，那我们要学谁的谦卑样式？
So then, if we need to learn humility, whose humility should we learn from?
我们首先来看腓立比书。
Let's refer to Philippians.
腓立比书的二章六到九节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 9.
腓立比书二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
六节，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。七节。
Seven.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。八节。
Eight.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。第九节。
Verse nine.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。这里呀、是谈到耶稣基督的谦卑。
Here talks about the humility of Jesus Christ.
好，那我们再来看另一段经文。
Let's refer to another passage.
请看以赛亚书的十四章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章十二节到十四节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14.
十四章的十二节。
Chapter 14, verse 12.
明亮之心，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？十三节。
13.
你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。十四节。
14.
我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等。这一段经文呢，是用来预表魔鬼他的骄傲。
This passage is used to represent the pride of Satan.
小弟举出这两节的经文。
Now I've drawn these two passages out.
让我们看出它是一个很明显、很尖锐的一个对照。
And you can see that these two are contradictory to one another.
一处是论及耶稣基督。
Because one talks about Jesus.
他是至高的。
Well, how he is the highest thing.
他是与神同等的。
He is, has the abidance of God.
但是他却愿意自己降到最卑微啊。
Yet you see, Jesus is willing to lower himself to be the lowest person.
成为奴仆的样式。
To become a servant.
顺服至死。
To be submissive to death.
好，那另外一处啊，是描写魔鬼啊。
But on the other hand, the passage, other passage talks about Satan.
他原本啊，不是最高的啦。
He was not originally the highest being.
也不是与神同等的。
And he was not equal with God.
但是他却极力要高升他自己。
Yet you see, he wants to exalt himself.
要与神来同等。
To be equal with God.
最后啊，被摔落在地上。
But in the end, you see, his result is that he is cast down.
被砍倒在地上。
And he is cut down to the ground.
坠落到阴间。坑中极深之处。
And so ultimately, he is brought to the lowest depths of the pit.
所以由此可见，基督跟撒旦魔鬼在谦卑的这方面是最明显、最显著的不一样。
So you can see that in terms of Jesus versus Satan, the clearest distinction between the two is humility.
主耶稣在世上也曾经说过。
And Jesus once said,
说我心里柔和谦卑。
Says how lowly and how humble am I in the heart.
也勉励人当学他的样式。
And he encouraged everyone to learn from this.
魔鬼啊，则是要高抬自己。
Because Satan, on the other hand, only wants to exalt himself.
因为他是骄傲的。
Because he is proud.
好，所以从以上小弟所举的这两个经文，已经很明显的给我们看见。
So from these two passages, it is very clear.
一个要学习、要效法基督的人，最重大也是最迫切的需要 就是谦卑。
If a person wants to follow Jesus, then the most important thing he needs to do is be humble.
什么样的人最像神？
So what kind of person is most like Jesus?
最谦卑的人。
Those who are most humble.
什么样的人最像魔鬼？
Who is most like Satan?
骄傲的人。
Those who are proud.
所以谦卑啊，确实是我们每一个基督徒，每一个耶稣基督的学生最迫切最需要的学习。
Therefore, for all of the students of Jesus Christ, humility is the most important thing we need to learn.
也是我们信仰生活的起步。
And it is also the beginning of our faith.
我们再来谈谈啊，到底谦卑能给我们什么样的好处。
So then let's talk, what kind of benefits can humility bring us?
谦卑不但是每一个效法基督啊的人最需要学习的。
Humility is not only the thing that those who follow Jesus need to learn.
同时啊，也是最能够给予我们最多利益的。
But it is also at the same time the thing that will bring us the most good.
一个放在最低地方的东西啊，总是最不容易被倾倒跌碎。
Because if a thing is put in the lowest, it will not fall at all.
一个放在最高地方的东西啊，总是啊，最危险，最容易跌倒。最容易跌碎。
But if you place something on a higher elevation, it will fall the easiest and is most fragile.
换句话说，谦卑就是让我们自己啊处在最安全、最不容易受损害的位置上。
So what we're saying is that if you're humble, then you are actually putting yourself in the safest position and preventing harm.
大自然也是一样，在自然界也是一样。
And this is true normally.
最低的山坑啊，总是啊，有最多的水汇聚在那边。
You can say that if you, the pit with the deepest well will gather the most water.
谦卑就是让人成为那个最低的山坑。
And you can say that a humble person is like this well.
能够成为得到最多益处的人。
It's a person who can receive the most benefits.
在圣经里头，我们来看雅各书啊。
Let's refer to the book of James.
雅各书四章六节。
James chapter 4 verse 6.
四章六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
但他是更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。刚刚我们说过，一个已经装满了水的水杯啊，是要随时防止它倾泻出来的。
Just now I mentioned that if a cup is already filled, it needs to be emptied out first.
但我们对一个空的水杯子啊，我们不会担心啊，它的水会倾泻出来啊。
But if a cup is empty, then we will not be afraid that it will overflow.
并且啊，可以随意的倒入任何的东西。
And in fact, you can just pour anything you want into it.
所以同样的，骄傲的人啊，虽然喜欢常常喜欢在人的面前来高抬自己，来自我宣传。
So for a proud person, although he likes to go in front of everyone to exalt himself,
摆出啊自己的身份来
，to show his high status.
但是他们往往所得到的只不过是一个虚名而已。
But in the end, all they receive is something superficial.
被人看破了，是一点价值都没有。
Because people will see through their falseness and see them for who they are.
而谦卑的人就不一样。
But a humble person is different.
虽然他在人的面前，他隐藏自己。
Before people, he hides himself.
他不会跟人家来争大。
And he will not quarrel with others on who is greater.
但是啊，他却往往能够得到实际上的好处。
Yet in the end, he is a person that can receive good benefits.
我们来看几个例子就知道了。
And we can see this from a few examples.
首先我们来看《列王记下》的第一章。
Let's first refer to 2 Kings chapter 1.
列王记下第一章。
2 Kings chapter 1.
看第九节
，verse nine。
九节，于是王差遣五十夫长，带领五十人去见以利亚，他就上到以利亚那里，以利亚正坐在山顶上，五十夫长对他说：“神人哪，王吩咐你下来。”十节
，ten。
以利亚回答说：“我若是神人， 愿火从天上降下来，烧灭你和你那五十人。于是有火从天上降下来，烧灭五十夫长和他那五十人。十一节。
11。
王第二次差遣一个五十夫长带领五十人去见以利亚。五十夫长对以利亚说：“神人呐、啊，王吩咐你快快下来。”十二节。
12。
以利亚回答说：“我若是神人，愿火从天上降下来，烧灭你和你那五十人。”于是神的火从天上降下来，烧灭五十夫长和他那五十人。十三节。
Verse 13。
王第三次差遣一个五十夫长带领五十人去啊。这五十夫长上去双膝跪在以利亚面前哀求他说：“神人啊，愿我的性命和你这五十个仆人的性命在你眼前看为宝贵。”十四节。
14。
已经有火从天上降下来，烧灭前两次来的五十夫长和他们各自带的五十人。现在愿我的性命在你眼前看为宝贵。十五节。
15。
神的使者对以利亚说：“你同着他下去，不要怕他。”以利亚就起来同着他下去见王。在这一段经文的记载亚哈的儿子亚哈切做以色列王的时候。
At this point, King Ahab's son Ahaziah was king.
以利亚他做以色列人的先知。
And Elijah was a prophet of the people.
亚哈切因为以利亚预言他必定会病死。
However, now Elijah had prophesied that King Ahaziah would die of an illness.
因为他生病了。竟然没有求神，而是求偶像，求这个巴利西卜。
And the reason is because when he fell sick, he went to worship Baal to ask for healness.
所以以利亚先知说他必定会因病而死。
That's why Elijah prophesied that he will die.
王一听很生气就打发人要去抓拿这个以利亚先知。
And so when the king heard this, he was upset and asked men to go capture Elijah.
我们看这个第一次跟第二次奉命去捉拿以利亚先知的这个五十夫长。
Now you can see that these captains of 50 people, when the first and second time they were sent to Elijah,
态度都是很高傲。
Their attitudes were very proud.
第一个说神人啊，王吩咐你下来。
The first person said, "Man of God, the king has said to come down."
我是王差遣来的。
I'm a person sent by the king.
赶快给我下来。
You must come down quickly.
第二个更骄傲。
And the second one is even more arrogant.
神人啊，王吩咐你快快下来。
He said, "Man of God, the king has said come down very quickly."
不但下来，还要快一点。
Not just to come down, but quickly.
对，很骄傲的对以利亚说话。
And so they spoke to Elijah in this proud manner.
结果以利亚求神从天上降下火来，烧灭了他们。
And as a result, Elijah prayed to God so that fire would come down from heaven and consume them.
第三个五十夫长就不太一样了。
But this third captain of the 50 was a little different.
奉王的命令去抓以利亚先知。
He went to go capture Elijah because the king sent him.
他知道前面两个那个五十夫长通通被烧死。
However, he knew that the two captains before him were all consumed by fire.
他现在被奉命要去带以利亚先知回来见王。
And now he was commanded to go bring Elijah to the king.
如果带不回来，他的命也没有了。
And he knew that if he could not bring Elijah back, his life would be over.
那想要来应的，看也会跟前面那两个五十夫长一样。
And he was afraid that if he came, he would be consumed by fire just as the two people before him.
左也是死，右也要死。
So going there, he would die, and coming back, he would die.
但是他不想死啊。
Yet he did not want to die.
那该怎么办？
So what should he do?
哀求先知啊。
He cried out to the prophet.
谦卑的来祈求以利亚先知跟他一起去见王。
He humbled himself and begged Elijah to meet the king.
双膝跪在神人的面前。
And you see that he actually knelt before the man of God.
称自己跟所带的五十位这个五十个兵丁是以利亚的仆人。
And he claimed him and the 50 people with him as the servants of Elijah.
愿神愿这个神人问以利亚将他的性命还有那五十个人性命看为宝贵。
And asked that Elijah would see their life as precious.
结果 那个以利亚先知啊，就跟着他一起去见王了。
And we see that in the end, Elijah went with him to meet the king.
他既没有被烧死，而且也啊完成了王所托付的任务了。
On one hand, he was not burned by fire, and on the other hand, he was able to fulfill the king's wish.
所以我们看这三个五十副长。
So you can see that these three captains of 50.
前面两个五十副长啊，哇，表面上哦好像很神气啊。
The first two captains came out to see and presented themselves as highly esteemed.
结果不但没有办法达成王的任务啊，而且也被烧死了。
But their result was not only could they not fulfill the king's command, but they were burned by fire.
哦，那第三个五十副长啊，靠拢起来好像很窝囊，很受委屈。
But you can see that the third captain was kind of pitiful.
啊，但是结果他不但保存了性命。而且完成了他的任务。
But in the end, not he was able to save his life and fulfill the king's command.
好，这是第一个让我们看到说谦卑的好处。
This is the first example that shows us the benefit of being humble.
再来，我们来看我们也很熟悉的啊，这个路加福音的十八章。
Let's also refer to the familiar Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第九节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9.
Verse 10. 说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。11节。
Verse 11.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。”12节。
Verse 12.
我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。13节。
Verse 13.
那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”14节。
14.
我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑。自卑的必升为高。上圣殿去祷告的法利赛人和税吏啊，这也是一个谦卑的很好的例子。
The example of the Pharisee and the tax collector going to pray is a good one.
法利赛人在这里，他骄傲的来显露他自己的敬虔跟好处。
Through his arrogance, you can see that the Pharisee proclaims his goodness.
结果他的祷告毫无所得。
But in the end, there was no benefit of his prayer.
无论啊，是神啊，无论是神是人啊，都没有因着他这样的自夸啊，来多尊敬他一点。
No, because of his proclamations, God would not listen to him or deem him as righteous.
而那个低着头、垂着胸、祈求神啊来施恩的税吏。
But you can see this tax collector who bowed his head and beat his breast.
却得到神的称赞。神的称义，人的称赞。
He was deemed righteous by God and seen by man as good.
所以我们从以上这两个例子都可以让我们看到啊。
And you can see from these two examples.
骄傲的人啊，常因为贪慕虚名，自以为是。
These proud people, they often emphasize themselves and are false.
实际上最吃亏的反而是这样的人。
But in reality, the people who suffer the most loss are these people.
而谦卑的人啊。看起来仿佛他吃亏了。
But on the other hand, the humble people who seem like they suffer,
他被人抢先了。
Where they are stepped over by other people.
但结果，这个才是真正的，这个算一算了，这样的人才是得到实际上的利益的人。
But is in the end, these types of people who receive good.
在人，在神的面前都蒙恩。
Before God and before man, they receive praise.
所以说我们如果要在灵性上啊，学习这个怎么样过着这个信仰的生活。
So in our own spiritual life, if we try to learn how to lead a spiritual one,
想要获得实际的这个成就
，to live a real and practical life,
我们就必须要学习谦卑。
Then we need to learn to be humble.
因为骄傲的人学耶稣基督啊，顶多只能学到外表的肤浅。
Because a proud person, if he tries to imitate Christ, all he can learn from is Jesus' external actions.
学到是一些粗浅的 这个圣经的常识而已。
All they can learn from are the superficial things recorded in the Bible.
而一个谦卑的人啊
，But a humble person
才能够真正学到耶稣基督的心。
Is the only person who is able to truly learn from the heart of Jesus.
才能够领受天国那所要给予的奥秘以及福分。
And to receive the mysteries and benefits of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们从以上这两个例子，那我们看到谦卑给人带来的好处。
So these two examples show us the benefits of humility.
那在我们信仰生活学习谦卑的过程啊，还有一点值得我们要注意的。
Now, as we begin to learn about humility in our spiritual life, there's one thing we need to keep in mind.
就是谦卑也要能够持续。
That is, we must continuously be humble.
我们刚刚知道谦卑是我们学基督的人最需要最迫切的。
We learned earlier that humility is the most important thing that his believers need to learn.
能够让我们在属灵的学习里头学到最多。
It is the thing that will allow us to learn the most spiritually.
让我们在信仰生活里头啊，得到最大的益处。
So that we can receive the most benefit in our spiritual life.
但实际上啊，有很多弟兄姐妹啊，甚至是啊，传道人、神学生啊。
But in reality, many of the members, even the theological students and pastors,
都只是在初信的时候，在刚刚当传道、刚刚进入神学院的时候。是最谦卑的。
Oftentimes, we're only humble when we first believe in God, when we first commit ourselves to becoming theological students or pastors.
以后啊，就越来越走样了。
But later on, as we continue in our walk of faith, we change.
越来越不谦卑了。
And we're less and less humble.
越来越不像神了。
And less like Jesus and God.
反倒是越像魔鬼了。
And instead, more like Satan.
也越来越不追求。
And we are less pursuant in our faith.
这是什么原因呢？
What is the reason for this?
到底怎么样才能够让我们继续保有那谦卑的态度？
What will allow us to maintain our humility?
圣经里头有一些经文啊，提醒我们。
There's a few verses in the Bible that remind us.
我们来看箴言的三章五节。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5。
五节，你要专心仰赖神，不可倚靠自己的聪明。我们再看马太福音的十一章二十五节。
It's also referred to Matthew chapter 11 verse 25。
马太十一章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 25。
二十五节，那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”这两处经文可以提醒我们，帮助我们怎么样继续保有我们的谦卑。
These two verses remind us and help us on how to preserve our humility.
一个地方告诉我们不要依靠自己的聪明。
One verse tells us not to rely on our own understanding.
当然，聪明的学生在学习上会比其他的学生进步的来得快。
Of course, you know that an intelligent person learns faster than the others.
但从长期来看
，But in a long-term perspective,
很多时候那个聪明的学生却反而比不上。那个资质比较平庸的学生
，You find that these intelligent people actually can't compare with these less intelligent.
原因在于聪明常会让人失去谦卑的态度。
And the reason is this intelligence causes them to lose their humility.
渐渐的就骄傲起来。
And slowly they become proud.
因此就停止进步了。
And as a result, they stop increasing.
而那个自己谦卑认为这个资质比较平庸的学生。
But you can see that these people who consider themselves not to be as intelligent, who are more humble,
反倒会觉得自己因为比较不聪明、比较驽钝，所以应该多花一些功夫在学习上。
These are the people who feel that because they are less intelligent, they need to spend more effort.
长期日积月累下来，他的进步反而超越了。那个自认为聪明的。
So then, as time passes on, in the end, you see that they eventually surpass the intelligent people.
如果我们啊在座有当过老师的
，If you've ever been a teacher before，
相信我们都会有这样的一个感觉。
I think you will have or have had this feeling。
我们最喜欢教的啊，当然是聪明的学生了。
Well, of course, you like to teach those who are intelligent。
好像这个孔子啊，哦，他觉得最大的乐趣就是得天下，因才而教之哈。
For example, Confucius felt that the greatest joy was to receive the most brightest students。
哦，但是不可否认的，我们最怕教的学生啊，也是这种聪明的学生。
But undeniably, also the people we fear to teach are these intelligent students。
因为啊。这种学生太聪明了，不应当当学生了，应当去当老师了。
Because these students are so smart that they shouldn't be students, they should be teachers.
他认为自己已经什么都懂了。
And they feel that they know everything.
为什么神要将属灵的事情啊，向通达聪明的人隐藏起来？
But then, if that's the case, why is it that God wants to hide His mysteries from these people?
反而像婴儿的人，像婴儿啊，就显露出来。
And instead, reveal them to the babes.
可能神也不愿意这些自认为自己聪明的学生。
Perhaps God does not like these smart students.
确实，小弟在神学院这个接受训练的时候，第一个功课就是学这个。
And actually, when I was a theological student, the first lesson we needed to learn was this.
在同学里头，有的人是当老师的。
Amongst all the other theological students, some were teachers.
有的在军队里头是当长官的。
Some had become officials in the military.
有的在教会里头当负责人的。
Some were council members in the church.
有的是在公司里头当老板的。
Or some were bosses in their companies.
进到神学院的第一课，谦卑。
But the first thing we all learned when we entered theological school was to humble ourselves.
所有的这些title 啊，通通要拿掉。
All of your titles needed to be removed.
因为啊，你如果不拿掉，你没办法做一个学生。
Because if you cannot remove these titles, then you cannot become a student.
你放不下你的身段来。
You can't put down your status.
神学院的教导不单只是知识上的传授而已。
Because in theological school, we don't just learn about knowledge.
还要加上那个。细节传道人细节的培养跟操守的训练
，but it's also to teach us and pass down to us the true discipline of becoming a minister.
所以日常生活的事情都要治理。
So then, all of our daily little things in our daily lives, we needed to be watchful.
你要负责整个神学院所有的清扫工作。
You were responsible for all the cleaning in the school.
没有老师监督你啊。
None of the teachers would tell you to do it.
没有干部要督促你。
No one would rebuke you if you didn't.
什么都是自己要自愿去做。
Everything that needed to be done had to be done on your own will.
曾经有一个这个同学他谈到他自己刚进神学院他那种心路历程。
And actually, one of my fellow students once shared with me his attitude when he first entered theological school.
他刚进到神学院，他原本认为就好像一般外面的大学一样。
He said, "Well, when I first entered theological school, I thought it would be just like going to a regular school."
有课我来。
When there's class, I'll show up.
没有课，对不起，我爱怎么样就怎么样。
And when there's no class, then I'll just do whatever I want.
我要到外面。就到外面。
If I want to go out, then I'll go out.
我要回家就回家。
If I want to go home, then I'll just go home.
只要我作业交得出来，我考试能够通过就好了。
As long as I hand in the homework and pass the test, and that's it.
也许，这个在外面的学校那行得通。
You know, maybe this is good enough in a public school.
但是在神学院里头就行不通了。
But in theological school, that's not enough.
只要你离开神学院半个钟头，你就必须要请假。
Because if you want to leave the theological school for just 30 minutes, you have to ask for time off.
请假要扣你的操性成绩。
And if you take time off, then they take it away from your grade.
不懂得交托。
Because you don't know how to rely on God.
你不懂得时间的管理跟运用。
You don't know how to manage your time.
那将来怎么在你的侍奉上，在你的这个工作上能够管理好自己。
Then if you can't do these things now, then how in your future service can you take care of yourself?
能够带领弟兄姐妹。
Or how can you lead the brothers and sisters?
所以这个小弟的这个同学他谈到他第一个功课就是学这个。
So this fellow student, he told me the first thing he learned was this.
因为以他的资质来说他成学院给他的课程真的说起来是比较简单的。
Because for him, intellectually, the material was not as hard for him.
甚至啊，他懂得还比老师多。
And sometimes he even knew more than the teachers.
但是经过这一番的训练之后
，But through this kind of training,
一个能够在外面啊补习班教英文的老师啊
，This teacher who could teach English on to the world
啊，跟我们一起来学 ，This is the book 啊，从这个 A B C 开始学。
And he could teach you how the alphabets.
他能够能够啊。承受这样子的哈的这个心态
，But even he was able to change his heart.
哦，这就是哦生活上的历练跟这个教导哈而达到的功夫啊。
And this is the kind of process that we will have in our own spiritual life as we learn this discipline.
哦，所以不单是传道人的培养是这样子。
And so not only is this true for the pastors.
在长职。负责人甚至宗教教育的老师都是一样。
This is the same for the elders, the leaders of the church, and even the religious education teachers.
学习是没有止境的。
There is no end to learning.
千万不能够自己认为依靠自己的聪明啊。
And you can, and I hope you will never rely on your own intelligence.
那你有可能啊，你的谦卑会停止。
Because there may be one time in your life when your humility will cease.
你的属灵的长进也会跟着停下来。
And as your humility stops, then your spiritual growth will stop as well.
所以凡想要在属灵的学习上有实际长进的弟兄姐妹。
So for any brothers or sisters who wish to grow spiritually,
就必须要学习完全的谦卑啊。
You need to learn how to have complete and true humility.
让我们的谦卑能够持续。
So that our humility will continue and last forever.
再来，到底是什么原因让我们的谦卑停止？
Furthermore, what other things will cause our humility to cease?
这个我们也来谈一谈。
So let's take a few minutes to talk about this.
我们来看哥林多前书的八章二节。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2.
哥林多前书八章二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2.
二节，若有人自以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。这一节经文告诉我们
，This verse tells us，
使我们失去谦卑的心就是自以为知道什么。
The loss of humility is because we think we know something。
圣经在这里提醒我们
，But here the Bible reminds us，
若有人自以为自己知道什么。
If a person thinks he knows something,
按着他应当所知道的，他还是不知道。
But based on what he should know, he actually doesn't know much.
年轻人最大的毛病就是这个。
And this is the biggest problem for younger people.
认为自己所想到的是别人从没有想过的。
They start to think that what they come up with has never been come up with before.
是自己独特的见解。
That they are the first people to come up with this great idea.
是自己独具的慧眼。
And they are the first person to do something.
很多弟兄姐妹甚至是这个神学生传道人在圣经的查考的时候
And in when many of the theological students and preachers study the Bible,
自认为自己懂得些什么东西的时候
When they think they know what they're learning,
就认为说我懂了
And they'll just say, I know everything.
我知道了
I understand.
就是这样这样这样
And this is how it was.
其实圣经告诉我们说按他所当知道的他还是不知道
But the Bible actually tells us that in reality, he doesn't know much.
如果我们在真道上不追求不断的长进
Because if in our spiritual life, we do not continue to pursue after growth.
我们必然会发现说一些我们自以为很宝贵的独特见解
Then we'll realize that many of the precious things that we once considered precious.
其实别人老早就想过了
Things that we realize have actually been come up with before.
而且考虑的比你还周延。
And in fact, other people have even thought about it even more than yourself.
也许那一些我们认为自己很独特的见解。
Perhaps when we think we are this trailblazer.
根本上是错误的。
But in fact, all these things that we're doing are wrong.
但是如果我们没有继续拥有谦卑的心呢？
But if we do not continue to have a heart of humility.
你的长进就会停在你自认为你所当知道那个最肤浅的那个心得上面
Then your growth will stop at this point where you think you know everything
就不能够再长进
And then you cannot grow anymore
在 啊，这个小弟在神学院啊，这个毕业之后啊，就听到有学弟啊在聊天的时候谈到他有一位同学。
I remember after I graduated from theological school, I heard someone talking, saying that they had this one student.
在神学院呐、啊、上课哈、哦，对于老师所发的讲义啊，啊所给予的这个教科书啊，甚至是圣灵月刊哈、哦，这个教会的刊物从来不看，把它堆一堆，丢在这个角落。
And this person, he's in theological school. He would never read any of the material or even look at the Holy Spirit Monthly magazine.
谁要自己去拿？我不要。
This person will say, "Well, if you want it, take it. I don't want it."
那些啊是人写的，人意写的。
This person goes, "These are all written by man."
我要自己领受。
I want to receive directly from God.
所以啊，老师上课他也不听了。
So whenever the teacher was teaching, the student would not pay attention.
无论上任何的课程啊
，No matter which class it was,
他都只是一本圣经在那边一直读，一直读，一直读。
As the teacher was teaching, he would just open his Bible and read it.
要交作业的时候
，And when it was time to hand in homework,
他也是一本圣经
，He would just have his Bible.
然后啊，就写。
And then he would just write a few things.
讲到啊，准备讲到的时候啊
，When he was trying to prepare his sermons,
也是一样
，Same thing.
那照理来讲，如果他真的很属灵，啊，真的能够直接从神那边领受，直接领受啊，这个独特的见解。那应该他讲出的信息，他所写出的作业，都会比那些参考啊老师发给的讲义啊，或者是啊其他啊收集的资料还来的独特，还来的精彩才对。
Now, if this student was as spiritual as he proclaimed himself to be, and he received all his things directly from God, then all the homework he handed in and all the sermons he gave should have been better than all the other students who looked at other material.
但实际上却不是这么一回事。
But in reality, that's not what happened.
经常啊，这个老师啊，会把他写的作业再退回去，请他重写。
Because a lot of the times, the teacher would hand back his essay and say, "Rewrite it."
对他来说啊，他反倒标榜说，我从来不参考其他的资料，我是直接从圣经领受。
And he would always tell other people, I don't consult any reference materials, I only receive directly from God.
有这样属灵的虚名，却没有属灵的实际。
He had this thought of humility, but his practice was not true humility.
后来有一位老师啊，跟他沟通。
So then one teacher later talked with him.
这个老师谈到他自己以前也曾经走过这样的心路历程。
And this teacher told the student, you know, one time I walked down the same path that you're walking.
他说他曾经啊，哇，在读圣经当中啊，哎，有了独特的见解。
He would say that sometimes when I read the Bible, I would have these new ideas.
心里很高兴。
And feel very happy.
因为这是他从来没有听过其他的传道人老师所讲到的。
Because he felt these were things he's never heard any preacher say before.
他觉得这是他独特的见解。
So he felt that this was his new idea.
但是后来在一次他在这个在图书馆在找资料的时候，看到有一本书里头写的跟他的见解是一样。
But then one time while he was in the library, he found there is a book written completely on this one idea that he had thought of.
而且把他所没有想到的通通都写得比他更周延，比他想的更周延。
And in fact, this book was even more thorough than what he came up with.
令他更生气的。
And then upset him.
是那本书啊，竟然是在他出生之前就出版了。
Because this book was published before he was even born.
换句话说，在你还没出生啊，人家都已经想过你想的东西。
Which is to say that before you are born, people have already thought of what you're going to think of.
想的也比你更周延。
And they thought of it even more thoroughly.
所以如果当一个人他自以为是，自己认为自己已经知道什么。
So when a person starts to think that he already knows something,
很容易让我们就停留在那个我们已经知道的地方。
Then this will stop us at that point.
就没有办法再有所长进。
And then prevent us from future growth.
就好像我们在剥洋葱一样。
Just like when we're peeling an onion.
剥了一层还一层啊。
Once you peel one layer, there's another layer.
如果你只是停留在那一层，那你就只能看到那一层。
And if you stop peeling at one layer, then all you can see is that layer.
要是你不断地剥下去，
But if you continue to peel,
你就不能就能够不断地看到新的一层。
then you can continue to see a new layer.
在灵修上的追求也是这样。
And this is true for our own spiritual pursuit.
在属灵的学习也是这样。
In our spiritual learning.
我们来看箴言的二十章第一节。
Refer to Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5.
箴言二十章五节
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5
第五节人心怀藏谋略好像深水啊，唯明哲人才能汲引出来、哦、这里告诉我们、啊、人、啊、人的心、啊、是很深的一个深水
Here this verse tells us that our heart is like a deep water.
怎么样才能够了解?
And how can you understand it?
明哲的人才能够把它引出来。
Only a person of understanding is able to draw this water out.
换句话说,谦卑就是我们汲引深水的器皿。
Which is to say that humility is the tool that we can use to draw this water.
真的,人跟人之间相处也是这样。
And it's the same when people interact with one another.
如果我们很骄傲
If we're very proud,
我们很自以为是,
and we think we know everything,
我们看到的人必定就会很肤浅,
then when we see other people, then we will see them with a condescending eye.
我们应该不至于肤浅到看了一本孤雏类就认为世上的孤儿都通是那样的生活吧。
And then we're as foolish to believe that if there's a, we'll believe that we'll generalize people.
我们也不会肤浅到看到某个弟兄、某个姐妹，就认为他都是哪一类的。
Because every time we see people, we'll immediately judge them and say, "Oh, they're this type."
小弟经常不断的提醒自己。
I have to remind myself a lot.
每个弟兄姐妹啊，哦，都是深藏不露的高手啊。
Each brother and sister is a great tool. 哦，
啊，以前小弟在纽约的皇后区教会啊牧养。
And previously I was ministering in the Queen's Church.
对于啊那些从国内从大陆来的弟兄姐妹
And there were many brothers and sisters who came from mainland China
英文不会讲
They can't speak English
国语也讲得不好
And even their Chinese is no good
一般人、啊、就很直接说、啊、这些无学的小孩
And so most people when they see them they will despise them and say these people are uneducated
瞎眼哑巴的
They're like the blind and the lame
不会看英文不会讲英文
They can't speak or read English
但是你如果跟他深入的交谈之后
But if you engage in conversation with
him 你哪里想象他在国内是能够呼风唤雨的大人物啊
Then how can you ever realize that in their country how great a person they were
他所知道的超乎你的想象
And all the things they know are beyond your imagination
如果你用很肤浅的态度很骄傲的态度去看人你就失去这样的保障
If you view people with a proud eye then you will lose this opportunity to know people
如果你很谦卑
But if you're very humble
就好像这里所说的人的心怀藏着磨练好像深水一样要怎么样才能够让它倾然相授于我们让我们来得到你就是要谦卑，谦卑才是最好的器皿。
Just like it says here, a man's heart is like a deep water. How can he draw it out? It is through humility. Humility is your tool.
用来看看使徒的榜样吧。
Let's look at the examples of the apostles.
看腓立比书。
Refer to Philippians.
第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。十三节
，verse 13，
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。十四节
，14，
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。在这里我们看到保罗他的榜样
Here we can see the example of the Apostle Paul
保罗在写腓立比书的时候啊
When Paul was writing the book of Philippians
他的灵性上和工作的成就啊都已经相当有成了
You can say that he had been successful spiritually and in his works
他已经能够说我活着就是基督我死了就有益处
He could say, I live for Christ and to die is gain.
可见他灵层的高超啊。
So from this you can see how high of a spirituality he had.
但是在这里让我们看出他仍然有一种不以为自己已经得着的态度。
But when you look at his attitude, he has one where he feels like he has not yet attained.
他仍然谦卑的在追求。
He continues to humble himself and pursue.
仍然有着一种学习的态度。
And he has this attitude of learning.
很多弟兄姐妹。
Many brothers and sisters.
在灵性上，在真理上，在工作上，还没有有成就的时候，都是很谦卑的。
Many people before in their spiritual pursuit and learning the truth and in their careers, before they've attained anything, they're still very humble.
但是当他们在这些事情上有所进步啊，有所成就，有所名声，受到人肯定称赞的时候，
But once they make progress and they receive some success and they receive affirmation from people,
很容易就失去谦卑。
Then it's very easy for them to lose their humility.
得到了一些属灵方面以前没有得到的成功。
Whenever they receive a few spiritual benefits that they had not had before,
却也失去了以前所有现在没有的美德。
They lose the beauty they used to have.
甚至一生当中就只能停留在那个地步。
And in some cases, they stop there for the rest of their life.
不再进步了。
They cease to grow.
真的是何等的可惜啊。
And how pitiful is this?
所以在最后啊，我们提出个忠告来做我们相互的提醒。
So in the end, we come up with a conclusion to remind ourselves.
许多属灵的知识，
There's many spiritual knowledges.
才德啦，德性啊，都是起初没有得到，后来得到。
There are many things that we do not have but later receive.
但唯有谦卑啊，却常常是起初已经有了，后来却失去。
But of all of these things, humility is a one where we have it in the beginning but lose it in the end.
我们每个弟兄姐妹都应当在神的神的真光里头啊，来省察自己啊。
So as believers, we need to examine ourselves before God's light.
我的谦卑是不是还在？
Do I still have my humility?
谦卑啊，是最不容易被发现他失去的东西。
Because humility is one of the things that's easiest to not realize we've lost.
所以啊，这个骄傲的人啊，他都不认为自己是骄傲的。
That's why a proud person never thinks that he is proud.
认为自己是很谦卑的。
They always think that they're very humble.
谦卑是最没有声音的美德。
Because
最没有声音的美德啊，谦卑哈。
Humility is a thing that has a beauty that cannot be seen.
骄傲啊，是最没有感觉的罪恶。
But pride is a sin that you never feel.
一个基督徒是不是能够被神所用？
Whether a Christian can be used by God.
不单是在于说他起初是不是谦卑的。
It's not only dependent on whether he is humble in the beginning.
更在于说他在相当有成就以后，是不是仍然能够谦卑。
But more importantly, that once he receives some success, will he remain humble?
我们不要忘了，这个扫罗王啊，他刚开始要被按立为王时候，他是多谦卑啊。
Let's not forget how humble King Saul was before he was anointed as king.
他是等他当了王之后就走样啊。
But after he became king, things were different.
很多这些神所用过的工人啊，都在骄傲的事情上面跌倒失败。
And you can see that many workers of God, it is through the loss of humility that they fall.
想想看，在他们刚开始被神使用的时候，不是很谦卑吗？
Because you can think, before and the beginning when God first used them, weren't they very humble?
所以啊，我们看到保罗啊，他跟其他的人不一样，就在这里。
And so you can see the difference from Paul and other people is here.
他不但是起初谦卑，
Not only was he humble in the beginning.
在他灵性高到被提到第三层天的时候，
But even when his spirituality was elevated to the third heaven.
他还是很谦卑。
He was still very humble.
他不讲是他自己。
He would not talk of himself.
也不马上讲，是过了好几年后才讲。
It was only after many years that he even talked about himself.
所以保罗啊，他仍旧保有他那种学生啊，就是耶稣基督的门徒那种学习的态度。
And you can see that eventually Paul maintained this heart of a student, a disciple of Jesus.
让我们永远记得，一个学 一个耶稣基督的门徒啊，一个效法耶稣基督的人啊，是永远不会毕业的。
And let's remember that as a student of Jesus, as his disciple, we will never graduate.
求神帮助。
We ask God to help us.
让我们能够在我们信仰生活的起步啊，就能够学会谦卑的功课。
That at the very start of our spiritual life, we learn to be humble.